2.4.
Yes, I'd say my life revolves around shopping. I'm constantly buying things, regardless of whether I need them or have the money. I have a closet packed full of clothes I've never worn. And yes, I have built up overwhelming credit card debts. I'm now going to sell my apartment in an effort to pay back some of the money I owe. How did it start? A new department store opened up near my office. Every day my colleagues would rush off to the store and come back with bags full of gorgeous things. I guess I just felt left out. One day, I just thought, why not? And I went crazy buying things on my credit card. It was an incredible feeling, a total rush. But it doesn't last long, and what do you do to feel better again? I'll give you one guess.
I came home one day to find an extremely flash car on the driveway. I assumed we had a visitor. My husband was sitting at the table with a pile of bills in his hands. I asked him who the car belonged to. There was a long pause. "Let me explain," he said. He explained that we were in a bit of debt and would need to make some lifestyle changes. "What are you trying to say?" I demanded. It turned out that we were in massive amounts of debt. My husband had been hiding his secret spending habit from me and had all come to a head with the purchase of the car. Luckily, he had realized the error of his ways. This is not as unusual as you might think. I've since discovered that apparently 44% of men admit to hiding purchases from their partners. How could I fail to realize?
People turn into compulsive shoppers for lots of reasons: to comfort themselves, to lift their mood when they're feeling low, or to avoid dealing with other issues. Sometimes people shop compulsively as a form of aggression. They want to express their anger or hurt somebody. It goes much deeper than the need to simply buy things and is about coping with personal problems. Studies show that men are just as likely as women to be shopaholics. However, men tend to buy technology and sports equipment, functional things, whereas women tend to buy things like clothes, cosmetics, and jewelry, something related to appearance. How can this disorder be dealt with? Sufferers need to identify the things that encourage them to shop. Had a bad day at work? An argument? Do you feel lonely? Shopping is only a temporary fix. You have to find a way to heal the underlying emotional issues.